Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's brand new year, January. Let's get to our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Public Library. Joining us on the phone line from the library is Shauna Costash. Good morning, Shauna.
Morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. And I know it's getting kind of late in January, but I'll say Happy New Year anyway.
To you as well.
Let's get to our Queer Book of the Month. This is our monthly chat with Stratford Public Library, with the Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. What's our Queer Book of the Month for January, Shauna?
So for this month, I've picked Danny Ramadan's The Foghorn Echoes. It was one of my favorite books of 2022, so I'm really excited to tell everyone about it.
All right. So I know you have a review, Shauna, so take it away.
Yeah, so the book begins in Syria in 2003 with two best friends who find themselves falling in love as teens. But their sweet romance is marred by a tragic accident when Husam's father catches them acting on his feelings for Wasim. In the ensuing struggle, Husam's father falls to his death. The rest of the book details the fallout as both boys struggle to carry their blame and their love. Sponsored by a controlling older man, Husam finds himself in Vancouver, slowly spiraling downward in the party scene, weighted by trauma and his sponsor's emotional abuse. Wasim, meanwhile, lands on the streets of Damascus, cast out by his family when they discover his relationship with Husam. Frankly, this book has everything. Star-crossed lovers, extravagant parties, a ghost story or two, incisive commentaries on war, racism, and colonialism, and redemptive love, though nothing like the simplified version in romance novels. The writing in this book is searing, immediate, and stunning. Readers should know going in that Ramadan holds nothing back on the page, not the sex, not the partying, and not the trauma, and thank goodness he doesn't. The Foghorn Echoes is too honest for anything less.
And that's Shauna Costash with Stratford Public Library. And Shauna, it sounds like you enjoyed the book, and as you mentioned there, it sounds like it has everything in it.
It does, it does. And it sounds really heavy, but I think what distinguished this book for me was Danny Ramadan has a real gift for approaching all of his characters with a lot, like a great depth of empathy. So even though everybody in the book is carrying on in ways that seem pretty horrible on the surface, you can really empathize with why they're in those places. And so I really love when you can feel the love an author has for his characters. And this book absolutely rings with that.
Sounds good. It sounds intriguing. The Foghorn Echoes. So it's available at Stratford Public Library. What's the best way to pick it up or get some more details?
You can give us a call, 519-271-0220. We're happy to place the hold for you, or you can pop onto our online catalog and place the hold yourself.
Sounds good. Perfect. Stratford Public Library, we're into a brand new year with lots happening back after the holiday break, if you will. Some upcoming events at the library that you'd like to spotlight, Shauna?
Yeah, so for the new year, we're trying out a couple new things related to the makerspace. So on Tuesday nights, basically every other Tuesday, we alternate between having Dungeons and Dragons or game nights, and that's with Brock, which a lot of people will know him from around town and in the library, and also with Eric, who works in the makerspace, and he's well-loved as well. So those should be lots of fun. On January 29th, we have S.P. Joseph Lyons coming to read as part of Family Literacy Day. So he's an Anishinaabe Algonquin author who's held in quite high esteem, and we're really excited to have him here for the kids. And then also starting up right now is online registration for our Tween Lit Kits and YA Loop Packs. And those are basically book subscription services for tweens and teens. So registration's open right now, and the first kits start to go out in January.
Sounds good. And I know there's been lots of renovations going on at Stratford Public Library.
Yes. Yeah, well, we've got lots going on. So we've got the carpet all laid. Everything's back in place in that sense. So the collections are all nice and accessible. The accessible washrooms downstairs are almost open. We're so close. Should be any day now. We're just waiting for a couple more things to clear. And then shortly after that, we're going to start construction on our accessible washroom on the main floor as well. So lots going on in that regard.
Oh, perfect. And we should also mention, too, with Stratford Pride Community Center, they have their big event coming up in February. It's Stratford Winter Pride Love is Love for the weekend of February 9th through the 12th, with a lot of great events happening that weekend, including the big gala at Tom Patterson Theater. So you can go to Stratford Pride Community Center. You can easily find them on Facebook and get details there. And again, Shauna, let's pass along the website with Stratford Public Library. Lots of information there, too.
Yeah, it's splibrary.ca.
Shauna Costash with Stratford Public Library with our Queer Book of the Month for January. Thank you so much, Shauna.
Thanks for having me, Jamie. You have a lovely day.